Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is America's Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
So Jen Psaki evidently says that Trump's first term was just a dry run, that there are other things he wants to do that he couldn't do in the first term that he would want to do in a second term. Well, yeah, I think that's... Isn't that why he's running for president? I mean, come on. But welcome to the... Everybody, Kyle Warren with you. Welcome as we race into this hour number three of the Tuesday edition of the show, 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program this morning, or if you have a question or comment for our guest, Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, and, of course, the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. And we're glad that you're there this morning, whatever you're doing, wherever you are out there across the highways and byways. Whatever you're up to this morning, we're glad that you're spending some time with us. Welcome to everybody listening on AM 860, and, of course, welcome to everybody along the GCN network. GCN, of course, distributes the program out to our great AM and FM affiliates for the show. So, once again, folks, 949-822-7959. Head over to KyleWarrenShow.com. If you want to send me a direct message that we'll see during the broadcast here, we can comment on it that way. All right, without further ado, once again, good morning, Denise Simon.
Good morning.
All right. Well, you know, as we said, there's just a ton of stuff to talk about. You know, earlier in the program, I had an audio clip, and this was from Joe Scarborough. And Joe Scarborough was saying, you know, Joe Biden, he's got 50 years of experience. And so he can pick up the phone if these hostage things go sideways and fix it, basically. And then also, you know, otherwise, without Joe Biden at the helm, we'd be spiraling towards World War III. Denise, last time I checked, I feel like we are spiraling towards World War III. Doesn't it feel like that?
Well, war has come to the West. And interestingly enough here, in the last couple of days, we have some hugely increased activity at North Korea.
Mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact, the North Korean soldiers that are stationed at the joint security area, you know, the blue buildings, they were never armed before. They're also now armed. South Korea is building up their forces as a deterrence and for any kind of defense. So... there's a lot of increased action that's happening there. So I would say to the listeners, remember they're testing all these nuclear weapons and missiles and so forth. If you put it on a post-it note and keep an eye on North Korea.
Indeed. Well, but even so, you know, prior to the Biden administration and prior to all these things that we saw happen, the invasion of Ukraine and now, of course, the Israeli-Hamas war, it seemed to me that, you know, there was the idea of containment for Iran. There was more engagement in the Middle East. There wasn't this overriding feeling that that we are going to have this sort of conflagration and Armageddon or something like that. And yet Joe Scarborough, you know, bless his heart. I mean, he's saying, well, you know, otherwise we'd be spiraling into World War III. But, you know, I just don't know that right now is the right time to say, well, Joe Biden has 50 years of experience, because a lot of people think it just makes it look like Joe Biden is 50 years embedded into the machine.
Well, he does have 50 years of experience and 50 years of making bad decisions.
Right.
You know, Secretary Gates said it the best, and we need to remember that every single foreign policy decision that Biden ever made was wrong.
Yes.
So.
Yes. Well, I mean,
you would know.
Well, that's right, and I think Seinfeld fans will certainly recognize this reference. Maybe Biden should pull a George Costanza and just do the opposite of every impulse that he has, and then be successful.
Biden's not making any of these decisions.
Oh,
I mean,
know.
It's clear. It's absolutely clear. So, that's not the scary part. The scary part is the national security apparatus, and I would say the intelligence agencies, the intelligence apparatus. That's the part that scares the heck out of me. I can't even imagine what the presidential daily briefings have inside them, what those briefings are about, and or more, what is left out of those briefings. You know, the truth of the matter is that we tend to forget that during the height of COVID, if we remember correctly, the entire Trump family had gone to Mar-a-Lago for Christmas, and Trump stayed behind. Do you remember that one?
He stayed
behind in the White House.
Oh, yeah.
Well, what's Biden doing over Thanksgiving when we've got hostages? He's walking up and down the streets, Christmas shopping and eating ice cream.
Well, sure. Well, he loves chocolate chip ice cream.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, well, exactly. Well, it doesn't look like he's sort of bearing the burden, you know, that other presidents would typically be doing at a time of real crisis. So it's maybe, I appreciate what you just said too. What are they leaving out? I mean, because obviously, you know, he doesn't seem to be in charge of things.
Well, I'm looking at a Newsweek piece here that came to me in email. And interestingly enough, it says how the war has already reached American soil. And it goes on to say, what are we doing with all this money? And then it says, our cities are being overrun by illegal immigrants. Stores are closing because of robberies. Police have been defunded. Inflation's through the roof. Interest rates are going up. The cost of goods is low, blah, blah, blah.
Exactly.
This is coming from Newsweek, not... Not exactly the most conservative piece.
That's right. Stay right there, everybody. Caller, you hang on. We're coming right back.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in, and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We start off with two words. Made in America.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. 949-822-7959. That's the number if you'd like to call in and be part of the program this morning. We do have a couple of callers already hanging on there on the switchboard, and we're going to get to you here in just a few moments. And, of course, first we're going to bring back in Denise Simon, founderscode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. And, folks, don't forget, head over to founderscode.com because Denise has all kinds of great articles and other resources over there. Isn't that right, Denise?
I try to.
well, of course. Well, you know, just before we get to the callers, you were mentioning just as we were heading out to break about Newsweek, and the statement you made was so very important, and that is because I'll see articles as well come through on Newsweek, and I'm thinking, this is Newsweek. This isn't, as you said, some conservative publication or something like that. Is it just that the hand is writing on the wall and people can't ignore it anymore?
Well, Bidenomics all of a sudden is a pejorative, and looks like the White House is going to quit using it. And now they're blaming supply chain and inflation on corporate greed, price gouging.
Well, I thought it was just Trump. So now we got another huge reason, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah, whatever.
Well, it is really funny. It was kind of amusing to watch Peter Ducey sort of put Karine Jean-Pierre on the spot there at the White House press briefing room, saying, well, you've had like 3 years to do this. And she kept trying to explain how, it's taking time. That's the magic ingredient.
Well, the other interesting thing is, I'm getting ready to finish reading a piece, Elizabeth Warren, The Epiphany, and her epiphany is that Obamacare has increased healthcare prices in the industry consolidation. Now, this was in the Wall Street Journal. So she has admitted that Obamacare has failed. Imagine that.
I know. I don't know what's going to happen next. I mean, we got a... Who knows? It's like in Ghostbusters. Dogs and cats living together. Mass hysteria. Something like that may be the
exactly.
Opening. Well, I'll tell you what. Let's head over to line one. We've got Neil from Henderson, Nevada, waiting patiently on the telephone line this morning. Good morning, Neil. And you're on with Denise Simon.
Good morning, Kyle. Good morning, Denise. You know, I really appreciate this opportunity to contribute my thoughts and just do some brainstorming. To me, what is so obvious is the lack of leadership, you know, that we're getting from the White House. And, you know, the cadaver roaming the White House, you know, he's not making the decisions. There's a puppeteer behind the curtain. I think it might be Ron Klain. Do you remember that name? He was the White House Chief of Staff.
Oh, yeah.
I would not be surprised he's the puppeteer. I mean, he could be one of many. I mean, we don't know. You know, at the retail level that we're at, you know, I have limited information. I'm only guessing. But there's another guy that I want to just mention his name. Admiral Kirby. I don't know what Navy he served in. Was he in the Italian Navy? he was an admiral in what, the Irish Navy maybe? I don't know if it was the United States Navy. But if this is an example of the leadership that we have in national intelligence and in the Pentagon, and you got to assume he is way up there on the chain of command. I mean, it is very disturbing. What this anti-American posture, you know, it's just very upsetting.
Mm-hmm.
How many more Admiral Kirby's and General Milley's are there in the upper levels of the chain of command? It's a, you know, we are in deep trouble if that's, you know, the shadow government that's leading this country right now.
That's a great point. Let's hear Denise respond to that. We appreciate it, Neil. Let's listen to Denise.
You know, thank you, Neil, for that. And you're exactly right. I mean, the entire Pentagon has gone woke. And we cannot deny it. We have Senator Tuberville who put a hold on the confirmations, or the promotions of all of these flag officers. And, of course, that caused a big, huge brouhaha in Washington and in the Senate because, you know, they can't be promoted. Well, that's not exactly true. The way they were being promoted was in mass. I think there was about 400 of them. And they just do one vote for all 400. That was the hold he had. Now, Schumer could have brought them through one by one by one, and he chose not to. He just wanted to go have a fight with Senator Tuberville. And the reason that was there is because of the abortion policy the Department of Defense has. Well, let's talk about the wokeness at all of the service academies and how many cadets, if you will, or, you know, newbies have decided that they're not going to a service academy because they've gone woke. But here's another interesting thing that has just happened here in the last couple of days. I think it was on the 16th and 17th in Georgia. There was a sizable arrest of child traffickers and sex predators.
That's right. Yeah.
And one of them worked for the Department of Defense in what is known as their education realm with their military schools.
Yeah, so yeah, you have another comment.
Surprise anybody in this current, you know, time and administration that we have. I don't know. I just, I'm not optimistic about Trump, believe it or not, being reelected, because I've said this before, you know, to me, just looking at the evidence before us, the fact that we have this cadaver who was installed, and I'm sorry, if the FBI wants to talk to me, they can call me. I'm a denier. He was installed, okay? The fact that he is president is clear and obvious evidence of the corruption in our electoral process and the illegitimacy of our United States government at this point.
Well, again, I think, you know, definitely that's, you know, touches a nerve. And as we look forward to this next election, part of the strategy has got to be to overwhelm whatever fraud could be there. There's fraud in every election, and typically you have to overwhelm that. But go ahead.
None of the vote counts are totally, you know, 100% accurate. I'll just give you one quick sidebar here. I had lived in Arizona when John McCain was senator.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to run into people in Arizona who would just shrug their shoulders and say, we don't know how he keeps getting reelected as senator. You know, he was senator for over 30 years. You know, people there would say, we just don't understand how this keeps happening.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a scientific survey, but, you know, those are the type of comments I would get from people that were voting in Arizona elections. And I think it echoes now into the past governor's election. This is very contemporary because what's going through, you know, Arizona, Pima County by, you know, Tucson, that's ground zero. Now, you're telling me the voters there voted for open borders, human trafficking, and fentanyl to continue. That's what they said in the last election. Doesn't make sense.
It doesn't at all. I'll tell you what, we got just a less than a minute here for Denise to respond. So, Neil, thank you so much for your call. We'll talk again soon.
Thank you for putting me on.
Sure. Take care. So, yeah, we got about a minute.
Not so much really about being an election denier. It's really an election challenge. You know, and I would direct Neil and any of the other listeners to go see what is happening over there in Georgia. Apparently there's some ballots, very much I think like happened in Arizona, that are highly questionable what happened to some missing ballots that is coming to light. So, you know, we have to clearly tighten these things up, and I think, you know, a lot of states have improved on some things. But that's not enough.
Indeed.
Especially in the states that, you know, are always ones that should be challenged.
Indeed. All right, well, good call. Thank you, Neil. And I tell you what, Joe in Sarasota, hanging on patiently. We're coming right back after the break, and we'll bring you on with Denise Simon. So, everybody, stay right there. We've got a lot more to talk about on the other side. Kyle Warren with you. Head out to Kathmandu, but we're coming back.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
USA News Update. Israel and Hamas have agreed to a two-day pause in fighting extension, according to National Security Council spokesperson John Kirby.
Hamas has committed to releasing another 20 women and children over the next 2 days. We would, of course, hope to see the pause extended further.
Vermont police have a suspect in custody.
A 48-year-old man arrested yesterday as a suspect involved with the shootings of three college students of Palestinian descent in Burlington, Vermont on Saturday night. Jason Eaton was taken into custody yesterday near where the shooting happened. He is expected to be arraigned
Memorial services for the late former First Lady Rosalynn Carter are underway in Atlanta. The public can pay their respects as she lies in repose in the lobby of the Jimmy Carter Presidential Library. Dave Collins, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. We are racing through the overnight hours across America, and we're glad that you're there. We're glad to be here. And the number, of course, 949-822-7959, and we've got a lot more stuff to talk about. We're talking about stuff. That's exactly what we're doing. We're going to bring in Denise Simon here as quickly as we can. And I think we might have had a little technical issue there again with her. But Denise Simon, are you there with us?
I'm here.
Excellent. Good. There you are. All right. Well, you know, sometimes that happens. We get a little technical issue going on. But, you know, we're going to continue on. But once again, welcome back to the program, Denise. Don't forget, folks, founderscode.com. That's the website to go to for Denise Simon. And, you know, Denise, it just, again, There's so many things, and one of the things I was thinking of earlier in the program is that so many of our troops are still literally in harm's way in the Middle East, and they come under attacks. But yet, it's as you mentioned, the night or the night before, how many attacks is it? 80 attacks in recent times, something
like
that.
We're close to it. We're at 73, I think. Yeah, look, you know, I interviewed a colonel yesterday, Marine Corps, retired. And I really liked the guy, but I came away, I spent 30 minutes with him, and I came away saying, you know, colonel level on down, captain, majors, and those levels, they're really the doers. And any other flag officer is above the rank of colonel to me. I like to kick them all in the shins. Mm-hmm. But there seems to be a real kind of passive attitude that the military seems to have, except I would say the fighters that are on the front lines. And I'm annoyed with that. And so I came off this interview and I said to my husband, I said, you know, let's let's look at Tehran for just a for instance. We have been dealing with the mullahs in Tehran since the Carter administration. Since the Carter administration.
No kidding.
Yeah. Why have... Well, and, you know, nobody wants war. You know what? What could...
Okay, Denise, I think we got a little bit of a connection issue there with you. If you can, call me back on the guest line, and we'll see if we bring you on that way. We might have a little issue with our other connection right there. So go ahead, and if you would do that, I sure would appreciate it, and we'll bring you on from there, and we'll see if we can get that the other part of that locked down there. But, yes, as a matter of fact, it was 1979 when we had this issue start up with the mullahs in Iran, back in 1979. I think we got Denise back. Denise, are you back?
I am.
There you are. Okay, great. Yeah, we'll finish out this way this morning. Oh. And but you're right. We've been dealing with them since 1979.
And while we've fixed the problem, like it should...
Okay, I'm sorry again, Denise. It might be something there on your end. I'm not sure. But let's try one more time.
You know.
There you go. Okay, again, I think we're still kind of missing you, Denise. I'm so sorry. It might be on your end. Let's see. We'll try one more time. If you want to try one more time. But and again, folks, sorry about that. It's live radio sometimes, but sometimes that does happen. But we just keep on kind of going. But Denise, I think, was onto something there with that, and I do believe that we might have her right back here. And we're having fun this morning, of course.
Yeah, keep trying.
There's Denise. There you are.
I guess I would say this. If we'd have dealt with Iran the way it needed to be dealt with, even to the mid-80s, would we have had Al-Qaeda? Would we have had Islamic State? Would we have had the Houthis? You know what I'm saying? I mean, would we have had the Taliban? I mean, we're doing something very wrong here.
I think you're right. I think you're right. And of course, now the Islamic Revolution in Iran, it's all just been embedded. You know, it's all just part of the landscape. And I don't know how easy it would be to ever have that change.
I think one of the worst things that the United States ever did was to remove the Shah of Iran. We should have stayed.
Yeah. Well,
but nobody asked me.
Well, but also, of course, you know, you've got, there was a whole different outlook in Iran in those days. It was much more Western, westernized, for lack of a better term, but it certainly wasn't the other part of the spectrum there with the Ayatollah, for example.
If you go back and look at some pictures, you have to look hard, but they're out there. You can even look at Afghanistan and how the women were dressed in Afghanistan. And if I'm not mistaken, President Kennedy visited Afghanistan.
Right.
So we've gone the wrong way. And I think it's because we don't have an approach and a policy, a standard by which things need to things that we're not going to tolerate and the West shouldn't tolerate. And it especially took off in a bad direction during the Obama administration. So if we had held true to American values and standards, I think Europe would have followed us and we wouldn't have the issues that we have with Russia and China either.
And that's why policy and clear vision, you know, come into play, because we're talking now, 43 years ago, 44 years ago that this happened, the Islamic Revolution in Iran.
Correct.
Yeah, so it has huge far-reaching effects. And, you never know what the road not traveled might have been like, but it sure does seem to me that we keep making these same kinds of mistakes. And right now, the world does, you know, it is in peril because of what's going on.
We just give deference. You know, I even said to this colonel, I said, you know, I've kind of coined my own phrase here, that we have a pity policy. And we pity these countries. We think if we give them an inch, that they'll behave well. And we're paying them. Be kind, be good. And, you know, it obviously is not working. I mean, China is such a threat to the United States, and they have no fear of us, none, zero. And really, Russia doesn't either. So where are we, and why are we spending billions and we're going the wrong direction? Well, let's say trillions, and we're going the wrong direction.
Indeed. And, you know, again, part of this, too, has to do with the perception of Joe Biden, obviously, or the perception of the American administration as it's, you know, presently constituted. You know, you could say, well, Trump will get us into some huge war, or a Republican, let's just say Republican. But at the same time, don't your foes need to have some idea that you might, there might be consequences, and they don't know what you're going to do next.
Imagine the money that we could have saved over decades if we had just dealt with some of the problems the way they needed to be dealt with. Imagine the lives that would have been saved. And, you know, I'm looking at, you know, I mentioned earlier we had this issue here with this a Department of Defense character that got arrested in Georgia for the sex trafficking.
Right.
Well, he worked. I don't know if he's still on the payroll or not. He probably is, given our policies. But he works for what is known as the Department of Defense Education Activity, whatever the heck that is. So I decided to go take a really look at this because I had actually never heard of it. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it has a budget of $3 billion.
Wow.
Yes, and it's because with a B, and that's because we have these schools all over the place. We've got 31 of them in Eastern Europe. We've got 16 of them in Southern Europe, 17 in Western Europe. We got, you know, 20 in the Pacific East, and you know, so we have 160 of these schools. And that doesn't include the ones that we have here in the, I mean, that includes 50 in the United States. Well, what exactly are they doing? And what are they teaching? Are they following the teachers' union syllabus?
Good question. Well, Denise Simon, we had a couple of little hiccups, but we went through it, though, no problem. But we're going to talk to you again tomorrow morning. And everybody head over to Denise Simon's website, founderscode.com. Take care, Denise. We'll talk tomorrow.
All right. Good morning. Thank you.
Good morning. Take care. All right, folks. We're coming right back with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. Stay right there because we're going to be back in a flash.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. You should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
In a world where financial landscapes can change rapidly, safeguarding your savings and retirement accounts is paramount. Direct Bullion USA is more than just the number one rated gold bullion dealer in America. We're your trusted partner in navigating the uncertainties of hyperinflation and political upheaval around the world. Direct Bullion USA can provide you with the knowledge and resources to fortify your financial stability and protect what matters most. Call us now at 888-787-GOLD. Precious metals like gold and silver have been a safe haven investment for hundreds of years. Get started when you call Direct Bullion USA at 888-787-4653 and get your free gold investing starter kit today. All it takes is one call to 888-787-GOLD. Take control of your retirement and protect your future with Direct Bullion USA. Call 888-787-4653. That's 888-787-GOLD.
But I tell you what, I don't know about you, but I'm going to go to bed.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back as we continue racing through and rocketing through this Tuesday edition of the program. Hope that you're having a great morning out there. And don't forget 949-822-7959. That's the number to call in if you have a question or comment for our next guest, of course, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is the website. And, of course, you can hear Chris right here on AM 860 The Answer, our flagship station, at 5 a.m. Eastern Time on Saturdays and then 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Sundays. Again, right here on AM 860, The Answer. Welcome again, Chris.
Good morning.
Good morning. Well, a lot going on, not only just, of course, with the hostages coming back out of Gaza, but we have a lot going on with the Biden administration. You know, we had a really interesting conversation yesterday in hour number four of the program where we're talking about the difference of how people are perceiving the economy in terms of where they go to the store and buy stuff, but yet we have some of these economic indicators that supposedly mean the economy is doing better. But what does it matter if people are still, you know, have all this inflation to deal with?
Yeah, I don't know what there really hasn't been any economic indicators as of late that have really shown that the economy is going like gangbusters. I mean, we had last GDP report, but everyone knows it's a bit of a sugar high because of government spending. You're taking a look at retail sales numbers, take a look at credit card numbers, you take a look at durable goods, myriad of things out there pointing to a slowdown. And, you know, quite frankly, that's where we're heading right now. So the economy most certainly is slowing. Seeing it also, obviously, in the jobs numbers as well. But it's the price of everyday items that people are facing that's really gotten everybody down, and this idea that they're going to keep preaching to us and telling us, don't look at this, don't look at this, just pay attention over here. Yeah, it's insane. It really is. Again, you know, people eventually, you know, they may buy into that for a period of time. But again, when it smacks upside the face every single time you got to go to the grocery store, it makes it a little bit more difficult.
Well, certainly. Yeah. And even the president the other day said, well, there's a disconnect between the numbers and how people feel about it. Karine Jean-Pierre at the White House press briefing room was trying to explain to Fox News' Peter Doocy how, you know, they've been trying to fix the economy, but it just takes a lot of time, evidently. And somehow the president is lowering prices. So I just don't know what power the president has over prices.
Well, and again, if you're printing as much money as we had, and listen, this is not, and I've mentioned this a million times, this is not just Joe Biden's fault. He's made it a hell of a lot worse, but, you know, Donald Trump printed a hell of a lot of money, too, in regards to COVID responses. George Bush printed a hell of a lot of money, too, fighting, you know, wars on terror all over God's creation, for what reason, I don't know. And, you know, you do that, and you flood the system with that much cash. It's inflationary, you know, not to mention the fact that, again, the government, you know, you get the government over-involved in regulations and making the cost of goods and services more expensive. That's inflationary. The fact that, you know, for a while, I mean, we've seen energy prices come down as of late, but that was an inflationary aspect as well that filtered into a myriad of things. There's a lot of things that can drive prices up. I've always been a big believer that, you know, you want to fix the supply side of the equation in this. Now, they've been sucking a lot of the cash out of the system. It's going to take a while for it to filter through. But again, there's still a lot of money that's just floating around out there that hasn't even been spent yet. To credit, we still got COVID dollars out there that state governments have and agencies have that haven't been spent yet. You got, you know, billions of dollars in all sorts of green subsidy nonsense that haven't been spent yet. These are all inflationary, and this is this nonsense that needs to get pulled in.
Well, you know, when we think about obviously what's happening with the GOP nomination process, we kind of know where Donald Trump is going to stand on a lot of these things. But where is the avenue or where is the angle for some of these other candidates? You know, can they start talking about the economy in a unique and different way that would get them traction, or is it going to they're just going to be swallowed up, of course, by these polls?
I don't know. I mean, listen, I think a lot of them have put out intelligent economic ideas and policy when it comes to spending. We talked about this. That, you know, there's only a couple candidates out there at the last debate that actually addressed the problem with spending and Social Security entitlements that it needs to be handled. You know, you got other candidates in the last debate that was, you know, very dismayed at, Ron DeSantis didn't address it. You know, he was talking about, you know, cutting government spending in regards to fixing entitlements, and that's just not going to be enough. Donald Trump and Joe Biden both are in agreement that they're not going to do anything when it comes to entitlements, which is, again, you know, akin to saying, hey, there's a 10,000-pound gorilla in the room that wants to kill us all, but they don't want to, you know, pretending that it's not there. You can suspend your belief in reality, and you actually need to take a look at the numbers that, yes, Social Security is going to be cut by 25% within 10 years, Medicare is going to be cut within 8 years, unless there's significant changes that need to be made. And when you have candidates saying that, you know, I see nothing, I do nothing, they're Sergeant Schultzing the thing, to me that's, you know, ridiculously irresponsible.
Well, and also I know that you also watch a lot of what's going on in China, for example. We saw a headline earlier that says that President Xi evidently is trying to encourage essentially population growth in China. What does that say about the current state of their economy? Or obviously this will take some time if they're trying to do such a thing. But where do you see their economy going here over this election cycle, especially just in the next year? You know, because that's going to bear heavily in this presidential election as well.
Well, no, China's economy has been, you know, for a long period of time. I mean, I didn't believe the numbers that were coming out of China. And quite frankly, Xi Jinping has made matters much, much worse over there. I mean, you can go back to his predecessor, and Hu Jintao, and the direction they were heading in. It was a much better direction that they're in now. They've got a major property issue that you can't even, it's so large you can't even get your arms around. I know they're talking about their demographics, but the reality is, you know, the people don't even want to have kids over there anymore because they don't see a future. And their future is not looking very good. They're, you know, seeing that the value, they put all their stock in the value of homes, and the value of homes is not going up anymore. And it's not a very good outlook they have going on over there. So they have their own issues to deal with. And yeah, I think they know that. And you know, I think it's going to force them to have, you know, some sort of change. That's going on over there. You know, we've got this belief that, okay, they, you know, that they, you know, want Taiwan. Well, they've wanted Taiwan, you know, for a long time, for generations now.
Yeah.
Is that going to, you know, benefit them at all in their economy if they, you know, try to take Taiwan by force? No, I'm a big believer that's not in their nature in regards to how they go about taking things. I think that, you know, they're going to try to influence, you know, the elections in Taiwan and try to get people over in Taiwan to say, hey, you know what, we want to have a closer relationship with China. But, you know, the people in Taiwan are also saying that, hey, you know, the freedoms that were taken away from the people in Hong Kong when China took over there, we don't want that. So, again, you know, there's going to be at some point in time where they're going to have to, you know, to make a decision the direction they're going, because right now, as far as their economy is concerned, it's not working.
Well, this is a really interesting perspective because, you know, obviously, you know, they had tried to mold a lot of their modern, their current thought really around President Xi Jinping, but to think that he could fall from grace, you know, because things aren't going very well at all, that could be another major shakeup that would definitely color our relationship with China almost overnight.
Yeah, I think he realizes that, you know, he's under the gun right now to some degree. I mean, he must know that it's going to be a bit of a problem, and there's, you know, issues that are going on there. We also need to understand that you have to take a look at a culture which is very, very different from ours. Ancient culture, thousands of years old. I highly recommend people doing some reading and trying to understand how these people, you know, think and operate, you know, throughout their history.
Indeed. Chris Markowski, yeah, thank you so much. We're just going to hit the break. Take care, my friend.
You got it. Have a good one.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.